This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May the 30th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 John chapter 2 verses 1 to 2. It says there, "My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He Himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world." End of quote. Bible says, if we have fellowship with God in and through Jesus Christ, His blood purifies us from all our sins. Chapter 1 verse 7. Upon confession of our sins to Him. Chapter 1 verse 9. However, Apostle John says, he is writing this so that you may not sin. You see, we should strive our best to avoid sin with the help of the Holy Spirit at all cost, because sin harms and endangers us and affects our fellowship with God and other people. On the other side, one thing a sincere and mature person, Christian or not, would agree is this. The more we get older, the more we recognize how sinful we are, how strong is the nature of sin inside each of us, and how bad we need an attorney or advocate on our side. You see, you may not be a murderer, rapist, criminal, or a deceiver, but there is sin nature in each one of us. Bible says in 1 John 1:10, if we say we have not sinned, we make God a liar, and His word is not in us. End of quote. Typically, a skilled hypocrite will not admit his sins, but will be quick to point out sins in others. The great Apostle Paul admitted the truth of sin even in himself. Let us listen what he said. He said, "I am of flesh, sold into the bondage of sin. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For I am not practicing what I would like to do, but I am doing the very thing I hate. So now, no longer am I the one who is doing it, but sin which dwells in me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh. For the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not. For the good that I want, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not want. But if I am doing the very thing I do not want, I am no longer the one doing it, but sin which dwells in me." Romans chapter 7, verses 15 to 22. You see, Paul, the greatest missionary of the whole world, you know, he's asked this question to himself: how wretched man that I am. Who will set me free from the body of this death? And then he himself answered this question in Romans 7, 24 to 25. He said, "Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord." And then he said in Romans 8, 1, "Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Beloved, our verse today says, if anyone sins, always remember this fact: you are not helpless. Do not hurt yourself or others in your ignorance. There is an advocate available 24 hours, 7 days a week. His name is Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation, appeasement, or satisfaction for our sins. Jesus Christ satisfied the wrath of the Holy God against our sins by His death on the cross of Calvary. He was sinless, but He carried your sins on His sinless body and shed innocent, spotless, divine blood for the propitiation, appeasement, or satisfaction of your sins. Then our today's Bible verse says this: not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world. End of quote. Hello world, know this truth. Jesus Christ is not just for Christians only. Christ does not belong to a few Christians here and there in this world. He is the advocate and savior of the whole world. He and His deliverances cut across the cultures, races, and languages. You don't need to be born in a Christian family to believe and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Anybody can come to Him for the forgiveness of sins, salvation, and eternal life. What is the job of an advocate? You know, attorney Neil Blastman said this. He said, the number one job of an advocate is to protect people from harm. People who may have done bad things, or maybe not, but he wants to uphold the law and also help human beings. End of quote. Sin, the breaking of the law of God, requires an advocate, attorney, to plead your case before the judge of all, the God in heaven. You see, there is only one advocate qualified to take your case to the heavenly court and bring rescue and deliverance and salvation for you, the advocate Jesus Christ, because he has something to offer to appease the wrath of God and make you justified fully, to make you good and right again with God. And what is that? The evidence of the shedding of his sinless blood for your sins. He upholds God's righteous law, and he comes to help you to get reconcile you with God. Are you condemned for wrongdoing and sins? Please know this truth. There is no condemnation in heaven's court if you are in Christ Jesus. If you accepted Christ as your Savior, Jesus Christ becomes your advocate now in a small prayer with me. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray with me. Father in heaven, I admit my sin to you, my Lord. I'm not hiding it. I know I am a sinner. So I plead for your forgiveness. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for my sins. I know and believe he is my advocate and Savior. Please save, help, and deliver me. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.